opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Talk Show. And we also have with us tonight our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Bossing me around before we even introduce the show.
Good to see y'all. And Tyler, our producer behind the glass over there, is here. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Give us a call. We'd like to have you share your thoughts with us. Or if you like, you can text Elle herself at this number.
707-499-8999.
Thank you,
looks
ladies.
Like a car commercial.
You can also go to the link kcnr1460.com and hit the green life button and listen to us live. Tyler, would you like to tell us about our sponsor?
Absolutely. New Life Discovery Project is a life developmental community with a vision to provide the most powerful whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, and society because of bondage to addiction, homelessness, incarceration, and other life challenges that are preventing them from experiencing a positive, purpose-filled life. The program has four modules aimed at providing education, life skills, spiritual options, and individualized supportive, compassionate care. We believe in treating the core issues to help heal for a long-term recovery. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345. They're at 1245 Pine Street, and they open up at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday. Yeah, that's what it says. It starts out with Tuesday, but New Life Discovery Project, thank you for sponsoring the Ask Elle program.
Thank you,
you know how hard it is to keep a straight face when you have Lenny sitting across from you?
Yeah, I know.
I can't even see her up there.
She's being bad.
She's being bad. Those faces.
She's been bad since she got here.
I got the fever.
I know the spring fever.
We're talking about that tonight.
I can't be stopped.
She's a force of nature.
Okay, Elle, tell us what the heck we're talking about.
We are talking about spring fever, and I just want to give credit where credit is due, because I really wouldn't have come up with this topic. But my creative, wonderful co-host said, let's do a topic on spring fever.
Because spring fever day was what? First day of spring was just last week? A few days ago?
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Not too long. Yeah, we're in the spring, and so it's a good time to do a seasonal
topic. It's a beautiful day outside tonight. Did they even talk about it? Before we got rain tomorrow.
We're going to talk about spring. Well, I'm feeling it.
I am feeling too.
The spring fever. I'm definitely feeling it.
We have a little mini car show at Enterprise High School today.
Awesome.
Beautiful weather. So
that's
much
a sign right
that's
there.
A sign of, sign of spring.
Cool April night.
One of the fun signs.
Of things to come. Yep. The magic is starting to happen, and Reading's magical. Reading's a magical place.
In the springtime. There's so much to do.
Yeah, so much to do, and it just starts off all of the wonderful community things that happen around here. So because this is your topic, Lenny, and I loved your ideas around it. You were so excited about it. You came up with some good stuff. I'm going to ask you if you'll launch us into this topic tonight. And keep your gum in your mouth, please.
Okay.
She's sticking her gum out at me.
I would be happy to.
Thank you.
For me, spring fever is really a thing. And it's kind of a cliche. I've never really thought about it in a scientific way. But I've heard it all my life. I've got spring fever. And I'm one of the lucky ones that experiences it. And I never really think about it until, number one, I start getting my allergies. But I get an energy.
Oh, that's a good sign right there, allergies.
Yeah, I get an energy. And
why are allergies a good sign?
Not a good sign. It's a real sign of spring.
Things
fever.
Are
right.
Let me rephrase
things are
that.
Growing and blooming.
Allergies are a good sign.
A good sign of spring is here.
Gotcha. It was tongue in cheek.
Got it.
Okay, so.
Never mind.
I have a question for our audience, and that is, have you ever noticed that while you have the urge to clean organize, throw away. I love to redecorate in spring. You also kind of get a desire to clean out your inner closet and your inner drawers, meaning
your underwear.
That too, and that is a refreshing thing to do.
You know, I did laundry yesterday, so I'm
thank
I'm
God
ready.
For that, Ron. Thank you so much. But no, I get this feeling of I get such a good energy that I don't know where to start, and I also start to do a lot of self-reflection because I get into a very positive, optimistic frame of mind. So not only am I excited to get out and clean up my flowers and plant and do new things in my home, but I do a lot of inner reflection. I really, truly do. And
what I've noticed about you, though, Lenny, is you, I mean, it may be a different kind of inner reflection, but you just do that. You're an inner reflective person.
Well, I like to keep me in check.
You do a good job with that.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it, hopefully, it comes across being humble because I just strive to stay in grace and
yeah,
be
you
humble.
Do. Yes, you do.
So, Elle, this was your information, and I find that after a few days of sunny weather, about 70 degrees, I wake up unable to sleep in, and that is not usual for me. I love to snuggle and lay in my warm bed, but these days, I want to throw my feet out of my bed.
Get going.
Yeah.
You want to get stuff done.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The weather, the time change.
And that's when I know I'm in it. Mm-hmm. I've got the fever. Mm-hmm. And I truly, truly do have it. And some of my personal growth, and I thought about that this morning when I was doing my notes, I do assessments with friendships, my relationships, be it family, and my personal growth. So if there's areas that I can work on that are keeping me from feeling total joy, then I start working on that and wondering.
You weed them.
Yeah, I weed it out. And do I need to add a boundary or move a boundary or maybe do some house cleaning with my relationships or the way I handle my friendships and loveships? So it's really, really good time for me to have growth all over the place,
mm-hmm.
in my yard and in my heart. And that's soul growth for me. So I do soul cleaning is what I call it. And some of the changes that I've been thinking about doing, they just don't seem so difficult with the fresh outlook.
Interesting, not as heavy.
No, exactly. I'm ready to do all these things I've been thinking about. So everything just seems a little brighter, a little lighter, and more joyful. And, yeah, so I do think there's something to spring fever, but I'd like to know the science behind it.
So you're turning it back over to me.
Yeah, but, you know, Ron, I think he's the scientist. I wonder if he's got a little gem in there.
Well, it's really quite simple, actually. Scientifically, the sunlight activates a bunch of different chemicals in the brain that cause you to feel happy. For instance, it increases the flow of dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin. Those are
okay. Some of the chemicals. Listen, I want to stop you right there.
Oh no,
those are terms we throw around a lot,
yes.
or names we throw around a lot. Not a lound or rot.
A lound or rot?
I need to do some spring cleaning on my tongue.
Maybe just brushing your teeth.
Oh. Shots fired. But you being the pharmacist and having some scientific background, Lenny, stop.
Well, I've been retired 7 years, so I've forgotten a lot of stuff.
You don't remember where dope
and was. We're old, too, so.
I just love those terms, and I would like to hear more about those terms, the dopamine and the serotonin and the...
Well, basically they're just chemicals in the brain that cause you to feel good, really. like endorphins, mm-hmm. that cause you to feel good. I'm not going to break down the chemical, you know.
Does the vitamin D from the sun do that?
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
Okay.
And then, you know, then melatonin is levels are increased, and they make you feel sleepy. That's the sleepy part of spring.
Yeah.
Makes you feel sleepy. There are several other chemicals involved, but, you know, basically it's all the chemicals are being activated. And your rhythm, your body rhythm, circadian rhythm.
That's the one.
Is being reset.
Yeah, that's the one that...
You know, back in the dark parts of the world, like way up in the North Pole and up in that area, people actually use sun lamps because it's so dark for so long, they get very depressed.
Oh, and, that makes sense.
You know, all the chemicals are just... And so people use sun lamps regularly to combat that.
Interesting.
And so... You'll find a lot of depressed people in those dark.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that. I'd go nuts.
That's not Six that place isn't no. for me then at right. all.
Oh, no, I don't know how people do it. Actually, you know.
Well, even places like northern Washington.
Yeah, the further north you go, the
less sunlight you have. Sunlight, I couldn't do it.
I lived over on the coast for a number of years. I was born and raised in Southern California.
Well, even that. What? Yeah, on the coast. You know, where there's a lot of clouds.
Yes, a lot of
a lot of fog.
Growing up in Southern California, we'd get the fog, but we had the warm weather and the sun, and there was so much to do, and it was just wonderful.
Yeah,
it was magical. And then moving up north to Northern California, where my grandparents were,
it was
the coast, but it was cold and overcast,
dark.
Completely different,
dark, damp.
Yeah,
couldn't do it.
Well, we're gonna stop right here and take a break.
Okay,
great. Be right back.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hey Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
The summer term course schedule is now available online for Shasta College. Priority registration will soon be starting, so beat the crowds. Contact a counselor if you need to, dust off the ed plan, and check out when your priority registration time is on your My Shasta or at www.shastacollege.edu. March 26th is for foster youth and former foster youth, certified homeless students, CalWORK students, EOPS students, members of the armed forces and military veterans, PAY students, tribal TANF students, student parents, and step up students.
Hi.
Good evening. This is Ask Elsa. Hi, Lenny.
You're spacing out over there to the music.
No, I was reading. Thank you. This is my co-host, Ron Lim, and joining us tonight is also our co-host, wonderful Lenny Matthews.
Thank you.
Nice to see you girls. nice spring day. That was my line, but that's okay.
I just wanted to know how it felt. A year and a half of us doing this radio show together.
I just want
to know how that felt.
There you go. Yeah, that was a good job, by the way.
Thank you.
Let me finish up with our phone number here. Is 530-605-4567. Call in. Share your thoughts with us. Maybe tell us a little bit about what you think spring is about. And if you want, you can also text Elle herself at this number.
707-499-8999.
Oh, nice. In harmony.
We need like a little symbol.
Our link here is also KCNR1460.com. You can hop on there and talk to us there. You can also message us on Facebook Messenger at Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Taylor, could you tell us about our sponsor, please?
Absolutely. New Life Discovery Project is a life development community whose vision is to provide the most powerful whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, and society because of bondage to addiction, homelessness, incarceration, and other life challenges that are preventing them from experiencing a positive and purpose-filled life. Their program has four modules aimed at providing education, life skills, spiritual options, and individualized, supportive, compassionate care. We believe in treating the core issues that help heal for long-term recovery. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345. They're at 1245 Pine Street, open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can visit them online at newlifedp.org. Thank you, the New Life Discovery Project, for sponsoring this program.
All right, Tyler.
Thank you,
Tyler. Thank you very
appreciate
much.
That.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, back to the program. Elle, where were we when we started?
Well, we're just all over the place, really. Talking about the
scientific part of spring fever.
That was my part. I gave it to you already.
Okay, that's it. You're done.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. Yep.
All the chemicals, the rhythm.
You talked about dopamine, which I really was curious about dopamine and...
endorphins?
Well, no, dopamine specifically as related to spring fever. I mean, we know dopamine is a pleasure hormone.
That's the runner's high thing, right? That dopamine is...
It's motivation and pleasure and...
It's that euphoria kind of feeling it gives you, right? Or do I have the wrong chemical?
Endorphins do that.
Endorphins, that's it. Dopamine is for motivation and pleasure.
Okay.
But how is that related to spring fever? Is there a relationship?
Sunlight.
Yeah, okay, well, go ahead. Yeah,
sunlight, generates all those chemicals.
So does it take a minute, like 2 or 3 days, to be out in the sunshine to actually
I think everybody's different. But,
the fever.
Michaels listening? They can do a little research on this.
I'm looking into it a little bit. Listener, Michael. Hey, Michael, if you're listening.
The Michaels.
Can you guys do some research for us while we're moving on to...
They say it's actually a lot to do with the melatonin levels.
Oh yes, melatonin. Yes.
Well, that makes you sleepy though.
That's the part that makes you sleepy.
At ease, though, it's partially that it makes you feel at peace, is what this one's saying here.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you feel like you have energy because you're balanced, is what it's saying. It balances your brain functions. The sunlight.
So what I read on the break was that the amount of sun can actually mold your brain. And I'm wondering
about
that.
You mean like fry it?
Mold.
Okay.
Not moldy.
Get too hot.
Shape your brain. It can change the architecture of your brain. So if the sun is impacting your brain and you have elevated levels of dopamine that are creating these changes of pleasure and motivation, that actually changes the... That can change the architecture of your... But what am I hearing? Lenny's trying to sit on
music?
Her purse. Her phone went off.
Okay.
Is that coming from your phone?
It's coming from Lenny.
So
it can change the architecture of your brain, which I have always felt like in spite of whatever, situations impacted me as a child that were negative, I've always had this super positive outlook about life. Optimistic and positive.
Me too.
But I grew up in a very sunny, kind of positive, optimistic time in life. So there was just so much hope and so much. So there, that was part of it. But also where I grew up, there was never a lack of something fun to go do because of the sun. The sun
well,
was
I
out.
Didn't think
the
about
sun
it, but
was out. We
same
went
for me.
To the beach. We did things surrounded by the beach. All of our friends were at the beach. Everybody gathered at the beach. We went to parties at the beach, barbecues at the beach. There was so many things to do because the weather was good,
mm-hmm.
which would shape your brain for positive. I could always impact my situation, no matter how bad it might have been in the home. Which I'm not making it sound like it was really bad, but that's not my intention. But it, no matter what it was like in the home, you open up those doors. We were out skateboarding. We were out motocross.
Right.
We were out bicycle riding, mm-hmm. out at the beach, surfing, swimming, mm-hmm. with our friends, volleyball. You know, my high school overlooked the beach,
mm-hmm.
and sunny.
Same in Northern California. I was born and raised here, and it,
warm,
you know,
sunny.
Riding bikes, riding horses. Playing outside, going to the lake, camping, fishing. Both my parents were very happy people, you know, for the short time they were together. But, same. Mm-hmm. And I never thought about it till you brought it up.
Yeah.
But that is a very
Well, that got
interesting...
me thinking about it. The amount of sun can mold your brain. And my brain seems molded toward optimism. Michael texted in. Thank
oh,
you, Michael. You
thank
heard
you.
Our you heard
We
our
knew we
appeal.
Could depend on you, Michael.
Help us out here, Michael. He sent me something off of Google that says, the longer hours of daylight cause melatonin levels in the body to sink, which in turn
go.
Makes us feel more alert. So melatonin, that makes sense. Melatonin makes you take it to go to sleep at night. Okay.
Yeah. So you have less of it and that you feel more awake.
And we experience a surge of serotonin and dopamine, which makes us feel happier and more energetic.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
So, you know, there's some scientific reasons why we get this spring fever. And I love it over here in Reading because you have seasons.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
You have the seasons, spring, summer.
And then there's all the non-scientific parts of it.
Well, I am so tickled just to know that this isn't just a mythical spring fever, a cliche, a saying,
mm-hmm.
that because I always felt like I had it, but I never wanted to tell anybody because
interesting.
I was afraid they'd think I was weird, but I thought there's got to be something to this for real.
I
you
certainly
know?
Feel it.
Oh, me too.
Right now, lately, especially now today, the weather's been nice.
Yeah.
It's perfect weather, lighter, more buoyant. I feel buoyancy.
And I see here in the notes that it activates sexual drive, sex drive, and more babies are born. Is that correct?
You know what? I was having a hard time with this and how it related to spring fever because what I pulled up said that more babies are born in the spring. And I'm like, well, that would be
– if
they're born in the spring, that would be –
Because the winter was so long and dark and wet that all you could do was just...
No, but it's 10 months. I mean, this is happening before winter. This
well, babies are born in this... look at all the animals.
Mm-hmm.
All the baby animals are born in the spring.
That
the
makes
birds
sense.
And
now,
rabbits.
That makes
and,
sense because they'd have to survive. They'd have to be able to survive. So they'd have to be born in decent weather going into
exactly.
really good weather.
Right. And the ones that hibernate... they're not going to be able to feed their young and stuff like that. So, yeah, spring is a time of renewal, fresh start. It's a new. Spring is new.
In the summer. They're getting busy in the summer and then born in the spring.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Interesting.
Yeah, all right. We just
also,
answered our,
also,
okay.
Historians, I was looking up, you know, where the term spring fever
mm-hmm.
came from. And the historians think that the colonists – coined that term, spring fever. It refers to the weakness, fatigue, and irritability many felt after a long winter
True.
Without fresh fruits or vegetables. So that was a fever. And, you know, come the spring, and the good and all the sunlight, the spring fever is resolved. So it's like a almost like a disease, a fever,
an illness,
a pre-spring illness.
Okay, well, I like my happy version better.
Well, this is before spring. This is
right.
We're gonna take a break now, and we'll get back to that.
Already,
it's okay. Already.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, the...
He's my co-host.
Co-host to the Ask Elle
Just wrap
talk
it
show.
Up.
And we also have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, over here.
The co-host.
And that music sounded like spring fever music.
I kind of wanted to...
Yeah. Our phone number...
You guys are digging.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Give us a call and share your thoughts with us about spring. Or you can text L at this number.
Oh, 707-499-8999.
Good job.
Oh, a little offer in there.
Our link here is
giving you the furrowed eyebrow look.
Our link here is kcnr1460.com. Hit the live green button to hear us live. And, Tyler, could you tell us please about our sponsor?
Absolutely. Do Life Discovery Project on 1245 Pine Street in downtown Reading is a project life developmental community with a vision to provide the most powerful and whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, and society due to bondage to addiction, homelessness, and incarceration. They have a multi-tiered four-module program aimed at education, life skills, spiritual options, and individualized supportive, compassionate care. They believe in treating the core issues to help heal for long-term recovery. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345 and visit them at 1245 Pine Street or online at newlifedp.org. Thank you for sponsoring this program.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
Batting a thousand today.
Good job.
Okay,
where are we?
Back to the topic of spring fever, and we're just having a lot of fun with this topic. And is it a real thing? Why is it that we feel different in the spring? I mean, if we feel different in the spring, we must also feel different in other seasons. And I know we're talking about spring fever, but I am interested in comparing seasonal feelings. Like, here we are buoyant and alive and feeling sunny and energetic in the spring. What about summer? What does summer do to you?
Summer makes the same thing.
Scary.
Big time. Only Redding, it gets a little too hot.
It does, yeah.
And so you kind of, I start getting the 4 o'clock drop in because it's too warm. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, fall for me is a very romantic season. I'm bringing out my sweaters. My Afghans are out on my patio furniture. We do the fire pit and the cocoa, and I feel romantic
it's a whole nother mood.
It sounds good to me in the fall. Mm-hmm. So if you can catch me in the fall,
it has
but but I it's a very romantic season for me. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Christmas. I mean, Christmas impacts us.
Yeah, that's magical. Winter, I love. I love all my seasons.
Every season has its magic. So, but the magic feels different.
Uh-huh. For me, anyway.
Yeah, but it seems easy to identify spring magic. It's not so easy to identify winter magic. What's that magic?
Cuddly, cozy, nuzzling, cuddling.
Fireplace.
Yeah, loving movies, long talks.
Time for the body to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
More indoor stuff.
Yeah, cuddling with animals. I don't know. It's a loving time for me, and fall is a
romantic.
Is a romantic.
So
time.
Fall's romantic.
Uh huh.
Winter is cuddly
and loving.
And loving.
Yeah.
Spring is happy and joyful.
Yes.
And summer's playful.
Absolutely.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, I think, you know, the first part of spring, like now, first few months, that's when we just come out of the
cocoon.
The cocoon. And so everybody is exceedingly happy. And then come summer, it's just a continuation.
It is a continuation, and then a little bit of a slowdown.
Yeah.
Because the heat here gets you sort of like,
sure
I'm just going to.
Yeah, by
even
August.
Even though it's sunny, you're still indoors.
Yeah, and you know, by September around here, you're kind of
over it.
You're really longing to put a sweater on at that point.
Yeah, after 110 degrees.
Yeah, it's just a little too warm for me as I get older.
Unless you're by the water now, that would make it all.
Well, that's what I do. I try and spend as much time
yes,
on the lake as I can.
This woman likes her water.
Yes, I do.
Speaking
and
of water,
boat.
She was quite the water sport competitor in her day.
Love the water skiing.
Yeah.
So, what about the fact that everybody is so happy? Does everybody experience the high of spring fever?
Not according to some of the stuff that I've read, which you've run across too, but some people have the opposite effect. And
that's sad.
I don't know. See, my daughter loves winter. She gets her joy and her energy from winter. And
wow.
Summer's kind of due her in. So
I was going to say, I know quite a few people that are, especially younger people, who really, really do not like the summer, especially living here when it's so hot they can't do anything. I know a lot of people who really prefer the fall and the winter.
I wonder if it has to do with how you were raised. Two of my kids are real winter lovers in cool weather and the coastal, where they were raised, over the coastal weather.
That's
the
why.
Northern coastal weather. But my third child, my daughter, she's like me. Likes the sun, likes the heat, wants to be out in it. Winter's seasonal affective. So I think I get affected by the winter kind of getting me down.
So is that a real thing, the SAD, the S-A-D?
Seasonal affective disorder. According to what I've read, it's hard to necessarily prove it, but the data seems to indicate that the hormonal changes that are precipitated by the changes in the weather and the seasons affect our moods.
And some people, it affects the opposite. Well, you know, negative way.
Yeah. Well, being humans, you know, we're not all alike. So
very true.
Many people, whatever it is, can be totally opposite.
So I wonder if that means that people that are the spring has opposite. It makes them depressed. If that plays some part in their brain chemistry, not like others.
Well, some of them might be due to their history, their background, their childhood.
But we're talking about seasonal affective disorder. We're talking about you being literally impacted by the seasons.
Allergies don't help, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
That would be a tough one.
Yeah, they make it
battling
bad.
Allergies.
Especially if you get
them
bad every year, you probably hate spring. You're like, oh no, here comes sniffling and sneezing.
A lot of people hit with allergies.
I mean, you have heard of the thing called the winter blues.
Yes.
Mm. So that's a real thing, the winter blues.
Right. Absolutely. I get those off and on. If it's rained too long, mm-hmm. I need my vitamin D. Even if it's freezing cold, I will go outside bundled up if the sun's shining.
I wonder if
on a winter day.
Tanning beds give you vitamin D, or does it have to come from the sun?
They have D lights.
Yeah. Vitamin D lights. Yeah.
In fact, I think a lot of the tanning booths.
You'd think we'd know a lot more about this since we were talking about it tonight. But honestly, I mean, we had a lot of curiosity around it.
Well, there's, you can never learn everything about everything. So we're doing discovery, too, and that's part of what makes this show so fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Researching all this stuff. We learn more.
Asking the experts.
So one more. I have a lot of questions tonight.
Please
ask
your questions, Lenny.
What about the pineal gland? I heard you guys talking about that earlier.
Yes.
I'm interested. What we talked about the chemicals. Tell me about the pineal gland.
So, again, I don't want to talk like I'm an expert. Everything we're reconveying to United stuff we've looked up. And actual scientific articles, not just Googling it, but
right.
looked up research articles. That our bodies, apparently we have a built-in calendar. Our bodies have something that regulates it, and it's a tiny little gland in the brain called the pineal gland. And it's called the pineal gland. Okay, I shouldn't say it's called the pineal gland because it looks like a pineapple, but it does look like a pineapple, but it's interesting that
it's pineal.
Yeah.
I was pronouncing it wrong.
Pineal. It looks like pineal. Pineapple.
Some people say pineal, but
I said penal.
Like a penal code? Like you're in trouble?
Yeah, I'm going to
quit. That's what you
have. I'm going to kind of quit repeating the word because
you're going to slip up.
Yeah, don't slip.
Chewing gum.
Lordy, this
she's
girl.
She's not behaving in class tonight.
So the pineal gland, she's coloring outside the lines, acts like our personal time. I really would like to know more about that, the pineal gland, and how it acts like our own personal timekeeper.
I've heard about that, our body clock. And that's why we get so messed up.
It's like having an alarm clock.
Well, and you know,
I wish my pineal gland would behave at 4 in the morning.
Me too. So,
Lenny, stop.
So anyway.
Stop it, girls.
Darn that pineal gland.
So,
hey, I'm going to clarify this. Okay, you're not going on until I fix this. I meant when I wish it would behave at 4 in the morning, I wake up. My internal time clock wakes me up at 4 in the morning. That's all I want.
Well,
As
I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted,
I'm sorry, I just got a text.
It is your show. I know it is. No, we do have the built-in clock, and when we do daylight savings, when we do the fall back and the leap forward, oh my gosh, I have had the hardest time falling asleep, and then I want to sleep in the morning. That's why I was so glad when the sun came out, because did it mess you up? It messed me up.
The pineal gland.
Pineal.
is also known as the third eye.
Oh, that fixes it right there.
It's commonly called the third eye for a lot of reasons, including its location is deep in the center of the brain.
It's like where you put those red dots on your forehead. If you put that red dot and go straight back.
Yeah, and its connection.
The pineal gland.
To light via the circadian rhythm and melatonin secretion. Many spiritual traditions believe it serves as a connection between the physical and spiritual worlds.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is a tough little gland, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It sure is.
Wow, I'm going to have to look that up in my anatomy book and find out just exactly where. So it's a third eye right between your, mm-hmm. right,
where they put
right
the dot
in your forehead. Yeah,
deep in the
some
brain.
Some cultures put the dot there.
But it's deep in the brain.
Deep right in there, the pineal gland. You go in there. Yeah.
I'll show you where it's at. I'll show you where it's at later.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I get a chart out for you.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm
good
sure.
Lord.
We probably need to go to a commercial.
Okay, I want.
Hey, we're gonna listen to Bono.
We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Look around, grass is high, feels right. It's the springtime of my life.
Good evening. Welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle with my wonderful co-host.
Ron Lim, I'm here.
Lenny Matthews.
But we also have our co-host with the most cocoa, Lenny Matthews.
Most what? We've never really seen.
Welcome back from our break. Our phone number here, folks, is 530-605-4567. Call in. We'd like to hear from you. Share your thoughts with us about spring. You can also text Elle at this number.
707-499-8999.
Or you can go to our link at kcnr1460.com. Or if you like, you can also message any one of the three of us on Messenger. Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, Ron Lim. And Tyler, would you tell us about our sponsor, please?
Absolutely. New Life Discovery Project is a life developmental community and whose vision is to provide the most powerful and whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, and society because of bondage to addiction, homelessness, incarceration, and other life challenges preventing them from experiencing a positive and purpose-filled life. Their program has four modules aimed at providing education, life skills, spiritual options, and individualized supportive, compassionate care. They believe in treating the core issues to help heal for long-term recovery. New Life Discovery Center is downtown, 1245 Pine Street in Reading. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and they are also online at newlifedp.org. Thank you for sponsoring this program, and I'm going to answer the phone.
Answer the phone.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. Okay, we're back from our break.
We're talking about
spring fever or spring.
We're trying. I mean, we're clunking our way through the spring fever topic. Okay. None of us are necessarily really well versed in.
I think a lot of it has to do with a person. It's personal, person to person. So we've all kind of just shared how we feel, which is just about as accurate as I can get.
We're all noticing it.
Yeah.
We are all noticing it. We all are feeling that little uplift.
Especially tonight, we are.
Yes, we are.
Brandon.
We have a caller.
A caller.
Brandon. Are you there?
I am.
Calling all the way from
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
I love that.
I ain't there right now.
How are you tonight, Brandon? Thank you for listening to us all the way from North Carolina.
Such not a problem. Audience we have.
I actually wanted to express my thoughts about the whole spring thing and jump in on that conversation.
Love to hear it.
Well, I really feel like the way I look at it is, you know, like in the winter, all the trees lose their leaves and everything kind of dies out. Grass turns kind of brownish. And I view that time as a time to let stuff go, you know, things of the past. And then when spring rolls around, how the trees come back, flowers start to bloom, grass turns nice and bright green again. It's a time in life to let new things come in and everything just reblossoms. And, you know, it's a new year. It's a new start. That's what it means to me.
I love it.
Renewal.
Because
yeah.
It is like that. You're right. I mean, the seasons do kind of represent what we should be. It's like what you said, Lenny. You know, you're doing the spring cleaning internally and externally. I love that point. Thank you, Brandon, for bringing that to the radio show tonight.
Thanks for calling, Brandon.
All the way from
great to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Have a good night.
And I love your accent.
Yeah. Oh, we love the accent.
Yeah, love that.
Somebody on that show is very familiar with my accent, sir.
Who would that be?
Not me.
L.
Well, I'll tell you what right now. I don't think it's me.
I've talked to Brandon many, many times.
I'll have to talk to you about that later.
Can I get a California accent from you?
Do your California accent.
Come on, dude.
I cannot do a California accent if I tried.
Oh, I can't straighten that out.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
And By the way, Ron, I love your car. I'm a Ford fan, and I love your GT.
GT?
Is absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you. Hey, if you come out here, I'll arrange a ride for you.
There you go.
I think he just took his breath away.
I might even let you drive it.
All right.
Hey,
There's a reason for coming out here.
I'll let you drive my 2018 GT.
Hey, okay. Deal.
Trade these.
All right,
there's a bromance happening here.
Oh, yeah.
Figure out how to get to Cali.
Okay. See you then.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks for listening.
Boy, he's a hoot.
Okay.
So we've known each other a few years, and he's just got great stuff. Okay, so, yeah, spring fever.
So while the scientists haven't quite cracked the code on why spring fever hits us so hard, I think they're pretty sure it has something to do with all the sunshine and good vibes floating around Redding, California.
Or are the good vibes from the sunshine, or is the...
I think it works.
They go hand in hand. What I was about to say actually wasn't going to work.
And look at all the fun stuff that we have starting up.
So much.
What is it? The music in the park and mm-hmm. Rodeo's coming up.
Car shows. Cool April Nights.
Baseball.
Baseball, Tyler's.
I'm excited.
Yep. So much.
Yep.
So
that's true. A lot starts to come alive, just like what Brandon was saying. You know, things come alive. The life returns.
Mm-hmm. Harlow just started soccer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, at 4 years old, he thinks he's quite the kicker.
Yeah.
He tells me that he kicks it into the net a lot.
That's good.
That's pretty talented.
Yeah.
That is
he
good.
He can do that.
So, Al, how do you feel with spring fever? You haven't told us how it affects you.
I haven't. I know how I feel right now, and I feel absolutely amazing right now. But, again, I'm like, is it the spring fever, or is it because things are just falling into place? You guys know that this year was just we worked hard, really hard to get the new Life Discovery Project. All of us. You guys are on the board. You know how hard we've worked in just 15-hour days and six and seven days a week,
yeah.
You know, making this come together for people who need to discover a new life for themselves and creating alternatives. So,
have you noticed a change in everybody there with spring coming?
You know, now that you say it, there is.
Great
we,
point,
we
are,
we've always had a great, yeah, it's a great, we've had a great community there. We've just really somehow built a really good community of people supporting each other and coming together and which is a huge part of recovery. I'm kind of going in a different direction here really quick, but community is such an important part, having a sense of community. So we've had that, but you're right. Now that the weather's changing, you know, our residents are out barbecuing together and planning meals together and they work the car wash.
People are starting to come out for car washes.
But yeah, out. It's exhilarating. And so part of what I'm feeling is also feeling the fruit of the labor. Like we are growing in the most remarkable, satisfying ways. So is it because of that, or am I feeling good because of spring fever, or both? I don't know, but I'm feeling pretty good about things right now.
Well, I would think that the amount of time that you're working, the days, the hours.
I mean, I put in 100 hours this week.
I know.
Yeah.
So the fact that you are energized.
Yes.
I think it has a lot to do with everything that we've talked about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The chemicals, the pineal gland.
Pineal.
The pineal, that too. The activity, just that renewal is, it lights my fire.
Yeah.
Well, since last week when we had our official spring day,
yeah,
I've been thinking every day about possibly fixing the ultralight.
Oh, man, I wish you would.
Well, I'm thinking
that was
about
one
it.
Of the best experiences I've ever had, the ultralight. I don't know if you know it. Have you been up in it, Linda?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's just you're up there. You have nothing surrounding you. You're just in
you're in a
metal frame with a little motor on the back, a little two-stroke motor on the back, taking you through air. That was the most invigorating.
It's like riding a motorcycle.
It's a motorcycle in the air.
I would probably do it if I had a parachute.
Oh.
Well, it's got wings, you know.
Uh-huh.
I got a parachute.
I wish
for the
you
whole
would
plane.
Fix that pair. Yeah. If you do, let me know.
Well,
I'm
motivated now that spring is here.
Mm-hmm.
Best time to go fly.
Awesome.
Did you notice he said he needs to fix it, which means it broke?
It broke.
Yeah.
So I had a hard landing.
It's not
a crash. It's a hard landing.
Any harder, and it could have been deadly.
Could have been deadly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's a fun thing. And guess what? I'm getting ready to. I'm looking for motorcycle clothes so that I can start riding my motorcycle again.
Spring.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're all feeling it. And is it the spring fever?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I
think
that's why I
Absolutely.
Came up with this topic.
No. Yeah.
It was a great topic, good Lenny. Topic. I really appreciate you coming up with this and bringing what?
Do I have time to read?
Oh, yes. You absolutely have time.
You have as much time as
You have 50 seconds.
Yeah.
So whether you're feeling the urge to frolic in a field of flowers with your pineal gland.
Pineal.
Yeah, that. Or just can't stop smiling for no reason. Blame it on spring fever. It's the best kind of contagious.
Wow.
You said that so well.
That was
profound. That was poetic.
You never know deep. I was in radio for a lifetime, would you?
For how many years were you in radio?
Almost 50.
What?
Yes.
Lenny, and maybe I should pay more attention when you give me advice.
It's a little late now.
My microphone just barked back at me.
Well, it is time to wrap this show up, yep. I think.
Oh, thank you, guys. This has been one of my favorite shows, I think.
Thank you, everybody, for listening in.
Yeah, thank you.
It feels like a couch conversation.